Reese on the radio, making sense of the news. Yeah, even when it makes no sense at all. Now on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I promise we are going to get to everybody's phone calls because I know you want to chime in with all of the stuff that's going on with this. We will get that. In fact, we'll do one better for you just to let you know when to call. You'll probably hear this. That's what I'll tell you when the call, so just stand by for that. I want to talk about this real quick before I get into headlines, which I may push back for another half an hour. But I think that it's important to get to this now. Because as we talk about political violence, as we talk about lies that are told by the media, I want to show you a couple of examples because we have some new listeners now and people who are learning things that they never got the chance to learn before. So let me start with this one. I mentioned a Black Lives Matter protester being in the jury of Derek Chauvin. And by the way, Kathleen, thank you. The Fall of Minneapolis was the name of the documentary. You should go see it. It's free on YouTube. Brandon Mitchell on Good Morning America.
Your experience, you believe, has shown the importance of black men to show up for jury duty. Why do you believe that?
Yeah, so, I mean, in order for to change to happen, we got to get us to those type of avenues, get us to those rooms. We got to show up for jury duty. We have to vote. Those are things that are important to the society as a whole. And if we want to be viewed differently in society and start to see different results, we have to start to do those things. We cannot avoid them. We can't put them on the back burner. We have to put them in the forefront. And jury duty is definitely one of those things, especially with, you know, the insane number of black men being incarcerated. So we definitely have to get on those panels and stuff like that.
Now, why would he say that we have to get on those panels in a jury with the amount of black men that are being incarcerated? Why would he say that? Because it would change the outcome.
And by giving your condolences to the George Floyd family, you haven't had a chance to speak with them. What would you want to say to them?
His name is going to live on. His legacy is now cemented in history. It's now become so much bigger than him and as an individual. He's now become almost, he's become a legacy.
Yes. Yes. He's become a legacy. We have to make sure that we're in those jury pools with the amount of men who are being incarcerated. Has nothing to do with the law, has everything to do with race. Brandon Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Now, to the Charlie Kirk argument. I want to throw out a couple of names for you. And from this list, you can damn well bet none of these folks have ever been confused with being conservative. Rapper Jay-Z. Johnny Depp. Prince Harry. Carlos Santana. Actress Elizabeth Hurley. Still looks fantastic, by the way. And someone I can't say the same for. Madonna. What do all of these people have in common? They have one thing in common. And that's they've all celebrated this man to my right on the screen. For those of you listening on the radio, that is a photograph of Che Guevara. He is considered a cultural hero to the left. And you know that if you've been on a college campus back in the days, they all celebrated Che Guevara. Especially on college dorms. You know it. The old adage is, you cannot go to college without having Che on your wall. I'm so happy that they feel that way. With all of the controversy and the total lies being said about Charlie Kirk, I'd like to run by you some actual and factual statements by the aforementioned Che Guevara. Remember, Jay-Z, Madonna, Carlos Santana all celebrated him. Che Guevara. The blacks those magnificent examples of African race who have maintained their racial purity thanks to their lack of an affinity with bathing. That's him stating that blacks will only stay with blacks because anyone outside of their race would never go near them because they stink and don't bathe. Che Guevara, ladies and gentlemen. How about this one? The Negro is indolent and lazy and spends his money on frivolities, whereas the European is forward-looking, organized, and intelligent. Che Guevara, ladies and gentlemen. How about this one? We're going to do for blacks exactly what blacks did for the revolution, by which I mean nothing. Che Guevara, ladies and gentlemen. Given the prevailing lack of discipline, it would have been impossible to use Congolese machine gunners to defend the base from air attack. They do not know how to handle their weapons and do not want to learn, he said. Che Guevara, ladies and gentlemen. The liberals might like this because he had anti-Semitic views, but he also went after the gay community. Evidence of homophobia is more tied to Guevara's actions, such as his role in establishing Cuba's UMAP, the military units in aid production, labor camps in the 1960s, where homosexuals, Jehovah's Witnesses, others deemed deviant were sent for rehabilitation. Then to direct quotes, private writings suggest disdain. He referred to gay people as sexual perverts, in context justifying exclusion from revolutionary duties, claims of frequent slurs, as if calling them the F word often. Che Guevara, ladies and gentlemen, a staple on college campuses. All you have to do is look it up, folks. Just keep quoting him. Just keep sending them. So when you see these bozos talking all this stuff about, we have to remember how Charlie Kirk lived his life. Jay is perfect. He's perfect. He is 100% perfect. Again, Jay-Z, Johnny Depp, Prince Harry, Carlos Santana, Elizabeth Hurley, and Madonna had no problem. I mean, Madonna of all people? You can't be a dancer on a tour and not be gay. Are you kidding me? I think that's a requirement. It's on the application. Che Guevara, celebrated all over college campuses. You know it to be true. You can't deny it. Now I'll get to the phones. Let's go to Brian. How are you? Oh, darn it. Just missed him. Sorry, Brian. Couldn't get to you in time. Oh, what did I just do here? That's weird. Close. Okay, there we go. We go to Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, hello. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's up?
Hey, before I make my comment on indictments, maybe if the woman who pulled her lethal weapon, maybe if she had had more firearm training through the police department, she would have had muscle memory and then not pulled it, you know?
I think that's what the problem was that in the case with Kim Prott, I think her name is Plotter, that young lady,
yeah.
when that happened, I don't know this, and maybe Kathleen will tell me if it's true. I don't know if both weapons were on the same side, because if it was, that's dangerous, especially in a situation where you have to be quick on your feet. If both are there and you're just grabbing whatever on your hip, you're right. The muscle memory plays a huge role.
Yeah, I have no proof, but I bet she didn't get much firearm training. But, hey, Reese, indictments.
Yes.
Will Comey go to jail? Who knows? But I know one person who is on tape admitting to second-degree murder. That officer who fired and killed that woman protester.
Ashley Babbitt.
He said, when asked, I shot her because I wasn't sure what she was going to do next.
Right.
That's not premeditated murder, but that is second-degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
He should be indicted.
You're absolutely right, because that, and you make a good, what he says in that Lester Holt interview is that he didn't know what she was going to do next. A police officer who was trying to get away with said murder would say, I was in fear of my life, which he would have never been able to get away with considering the distance that she was. She's climbing through a window. When he sticks his arm out and he fires that weapon, it changes the entire game. By saying he doesn't know what she's going to do, that is him admitting he had no prior knowledge of what her actions were going to be, and he acted in striking her with no knowledge of what her next move was.
Yeah, he had fear. Same thing. He probably didn't get much training on with his weapon.
Well, come on,
yeah,
Thomas.
I could.
What? No. Before you move on. Hold on. Before you move on, let's take an example of that. Do you remember the rip he got when it as it associated with his gun? Why did he get in trouble for his gun before this ever happened? Do you remember that?
Oh, I never heard about that.
Oh, okay.
What happened.
This guy had disciplinary issues up the wazoo. One in particular, he got a rip because he left his gun in a bathroom. Yeah. This guy was an absolute winner. So.
Yeah, and that's a side note, but the federal government, you know, they're in a union, and the unions won't get rid of the dead weight. And that hurts the whole, it hurts the whole organization.
It can. I don't agree that it hurts the entire organization, but you're right. But their inaction, and it's always that, right? It's like if they are proactive in dealing with the person who made the mistake or the issue, then it would restore the credibility of the entire thing. It's the lack of action or the slow rolling of an action when they know. In this particular case, this guy should never have been got a commendation. But remember who we're talking about. The people who praised him were the likes of Nancy Pelosi, you know, who celebrated this guy.
I could not believe when I saw, I don't know, I saw him on tape saying that.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the words were coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, I'm almost certain I have the.
I'm
almost certain I have the audio. That was the conversation he had with Lester Holt on NBC. I'm positive.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the only interviews he had done. Yeah, it's insane. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
All right.
Now, folks, just remember that. Che Guevara. That's all you need to know. It's that easy, that simple. And we compare the two men. These are actual quotes, not the made-up stuff that everybody else is talking about. I know a couple of lefties out there, you're probably still sitting up there going, ooh, yeah. It's ugly. It is ugly. Also coming up, we've got Savannah Craven and Tao, and I'm trying to pronounce her last name, but she's going to correct me when she gets here. We're going to talk to her at about 4 o'clock. She is going to explain what has happened in her case. If you haven't seen the video, go look it up. Savannah Craven. She was talking to a woman in Harlem, and they were having a discussion that seemed reasonable between two women on opposite sides of that debate about abortion. And for some odd reason, the woman that Savannah was talking to hauled off and punched her in the face. And then walked off. The woman was arrested. She was charged. And where that case is today will blow your mind. And it solidifies why I'm never going back to New York. I can't even visit. I just can't. I can't. It's really, really bad. So we'll talk to her. She's calling up, later on in the program. Also, we've got, Jimmy Kimmel, why is the left trying to get a victory lap out of this? I have no idea. As you heard at the top of the hour, Sinclair has decided to air the program, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and I'm assuming it's based upon the reports that they were getting a lot of pressure to. But even if they have, I want to see these ratings in the next week. And if they're not above what Jimmy Kimmel was doing already, like if it plummets back to pre-controversy levels, what are we doing? What was all of the hoopla about? And as I said to plenty of people online and plenty of people who are like celebrating his return, now you gotta stay. Now you have to keep that show afloat. It's on you. And if he bores you and you leave, there won't be any excuse. So we'll break that down. Plus, we'll talk about what's going on with Connecticut. And it's, how do I put this? It's sort of 180 on environmental issues. Plus, we found out that there's like $18 million in renewable coffers that they haven't spent. It's the most insane story I've ever heard. $18 million. And apparently it was supposed to go to like vehicle changes or switch ups to EV chart, whatever they were supposed to spend it on. The money's gone nowhere. We'll talk about that as well. And of course, how Connecticut's clean air is reported last in the New England and pretty much dead set in the middle out of 51. I guess they're calling it 51 states because I think they're counting Puerto Rico in this. Because otherwise it just wouldn't make sense. But they're saying that Connecticut is not in a good place, which I'm not understanding. Somebody's going to have to explain that to me. We'll get to that. We've got also between rounds winner coming up. And who else? Oh, Roseanne, who will be here. And she just texted me. Let me read that real quick. I think she's giving me an update, an ETA. Someone was asking in the chat room, is Roseanne going to be here? The answer is yes. And she just says, oh, no. Okay, that's not good. She says there's a massive fire on the interstate that she's on, so she's running late. I'll check into that when we get to the, when we take a break, so I can find out what's going on with that. I feel horrible. Oh, yes, and don't forget, we found out that there's $80 million that's being funded that's going to be going to, has been going to violent leftist groups, and it's the person you would suspect their organization is implicated in providing the funds, which is part of the Trump's administration's crackdown on radicalism that's happening in the country that's led to violence that you're seeing everywhere. Now, I don't know if anybody saw that video in Chicago with the people standing in front of the SUV as he was trying to drive off. And they're just standing. I'm like, why are these people putting their bodies at risk? I mean, and we know the ICE agents are not going to drive over these people, but they are going to get hit with rubber bullets. I've never been hit with a bullet. I know that there was one woman in Boston that got hit after a concert with a rubber bullet in the eye. And I saw the footage of her afterwards. She was, oh, goodness gracious, hideous. A rubber bullet to the face? And these guys are not kidding, because they already feel on edge. And now you got people shooting at them, plotting against them, and they only get to fire rubber bullets. Whew. I don't know. Yep, we'll break all that down, so stand by for that as well. Plus, we'll get to weather and traffic, that's coming up. Did I forget anything else? I don't think there's anything else I forgot. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, that's it. So, Roland, I think we'll take a break. We'll be back. We got more news, more views. We got headlines coming up, so stick around. Stupidest thing I read today also. All right, holler.
Whoa, hold up. Let's not put all 100 candles on the cake. Slow your roll. That's a fire hazard. And there's expensive radio equipment in here. And I'm not quite sure what I'm wearing is fireproof.
We're back at Teresa on the radio. Roseanne is actually on the phone. How are you, dear?
Oh, I'm great. Stuck in traffic. I sent you a picture. It looks like the smoke is getting darker. Traffic is stopped about, it looks like at least 6 or 7 miles. Completely Ooh. Stopped. I mean, people are getting out of their cars now.
Okay. All right. So it looks like you're going to be on the road for quite a while.
Yeah. Okay. I saw an emergency vehicle going back east. And I turned to the boy and I said, I bet you he's got to make a turnaround. And sure enough, about 5 minutes later, it came swirling back around passed us over on the shoulder. So it was one of those big water tankers, water tankers. So.
Okay. Well, keep me posted. I've got my phone next to me. Just text me. You guys be careful, okay?
All right. Thanks. Okay. I'm sorry I'm not there, guys. I miss y'all. See you next week.
You got it. Absolutely. It's just going to have to be next week. So I have somebody who's in the chat room here on the Reese on the Radio page, and he calls himself Nat Turner, which is all you need to know. Nat, with all due respect, I can't chat back and forth with you like we're online. I can't be much of a keyboard warrior here today. So here's what I'm going to say. Every quote that you are posting up is a quote that every person who is a quote-unquote black activist, or as I like to call them, a blacktivist, has already quoted. I know all the quotes. I know all of them. You're not hipping me to anything. You're repeating the same nonsense you've already been told to repeat. You're not innovative. You're not telling us anything new. You're not. I know all the quotes. I know exactly what you're going to say and when you're going to say it. But I do have a serious question. One, why not call? I'd be happy to debate you on it. I'd be happy to. And we'll find out what you know versus what I know, and then I can play the actual clip. To which you'll only be upset and you'll yell and you'll scream and then you'll hang up. Which is a lot of what you folks do when you're confronted with the facts. Secondly, let's deal with the obvious. Even if Charlie Kirk said any of that, so what? And I want you to really, really think about what I'm asking you. So what? What's the point of bringing up what he said? Why is that relevant? Just tell me the relevance. Is it because of the praise that people have for him? Again, as I mentioned about Che Guevara, if young college kids can celebrate him, and we're talking about a lot of young black kids, one of your favorite black rappers, Jay-Z, was out on stage at a concert wearing his picture on his shirt in full view. He had to be corrected by an actual Cuban, the current Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. And if you were paying attention to that interview that was on, I think it was Meet the Press, where he made it clear Jay-Z doesn't know what he's talking about. He wears Che Guevara's picture on his T-shirt and doesn't understand that he was a racist and a homophobe. He had to be checked. What did Jay-Z do immediately after? He stopped wearing it. But college kids have been wearing that forever. And we have the actual quotes. So please, with all due respect, dude, I get it. You're in your little blackosphere where they tell you all the stuff you're supposed to say and you're supposed to think. It's okay. It's not going to fly here. Right, we just deal with the facts. And if your emotions are involved, that's another thing. We don't deal with that either. I don't care about your feelings. And I don't care about this sort of point of view that you have where Charlie Kirk said something where you're trying to. And I would say, with all due respect, just have the guts to say that these words hurt you so much he deserved to die. Just say that. Like, don't tiptoe around it. Don't jump around and try to play coy. I'm not saying that. But as soon as you say but, everything you said before, it means nothing. Just come out and say it. Just come out and say it. He said these things and he deserved to die. Just say it. Just stop playing with me. I don't care. I don't care about the games. And you can't impress me. Plus, you can't influence me. I already know what the facts are. See, I did the work. You're just a parrot. There's a difference. You're not investigating. You're not introspective. You don't even research. You just repeat what you heard and you're outraged because a bunch of your friends told you to be. Well, we don't do that here, but we appreciate you checking out the show and God bless you, as they say. But we deal with facts here, not your emotions. And Charlie Kirk didn't even know him. If you knew anything about him, you wouldn't even quote this nonsense. And just for the record, let's explain something real quick about this whole thing about what he said about black women. He said it about three black women. And what he said about those three black women was about what they said. And they were the ones who were promoting DEI, 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 diversity, equity, and inclusion. Those women were trying to promote DEI so much, they told the world that they were not hired because they were smart enough. They were hired because they were black. They were hired because some white person said, you, Negro, come over here. And they were absolutely happy to take that handout. They were absolutely happy to not tell the world that I got it because I was the best person for the job. They wanted to promote DEI so much, they stepped on a rake. And Charlie Kirk pointed it out. Then you are telling us that it had nothing to do with your brain ability, your merit, your ability to actually reason. That only thing you had to address was, I'm black and female. And someone said, yes, you. And those women wouldn't even bother. Joy Reid celebrated the fact that she was grabbed out of Denver in a nobody school and plucked and went to Harvard. She was on MSNBC loving the fact that somebody plucked her out of that no-name school and sent her to Harvard. She was celebrating that the only reason they thought of her in any way was because of the color of her skin. Those were her words. And then when it pushed back on her, then she started talking about her merit. Then she started talking about her brain capacity. Then she started talking about her smarts, because she realized she was kind of making a fool of herself. And by the way, if being a DEI hire is so important and good, why is it when you call Kamala Harris a DEI hire, the world goes nuts like it's a slur? If DEI is something that we have, you shouldn't be bothered by the fact that you are celebrated for it or condemned. I'm not twisting anything. I haven't twisted a word. His messages need to be refuted. I don't even know what that means. His opinions? Is that what you think? You think that his opinions need to be refuted? That's not how that works. Do you even understand how free speech works, young man? You should get on the phone. You should. Get off the text message, but I have nothing else to contribute to this conversation. And with that, let's get to some headlines. All right, here's somebody we can notably count as the list of people who were inspired by Erica Kirk's forgiveness of her husband's killer. Actor Tim Allen of the Toy Story franchise says that Erica's memorial speech forgiving Tyler Robinson deeply affected him, saying that, "I have struggled over 60 years to forgive the man who killed my dad. I will say those words now as I type. I forgive the man who killed my father. Peace be with you all." Tim Allen's father was killed in a car accident. A drunk driver killed his father when he was 11 years old, and he had been carrying that for so long and finally decided to forgive him after Erica's speech. Breitbart News is reporting that in 2022, the California Air Resources Board, known as CARB, has proposed a mandate for trucks as part of Gavin Newsom's push for electric vehicles. In 2023, CalMatters.org noted that CARB adopted new rules which would ban diesel rig sales by 2036 and electrify all of its trucking fleets in the state by 2042. The California regulators voted to repeal a mandate that required trucking fleets to purchase zero emissions electric power vehicles. So that is done. Connecticut has money it doesn't know what to do with. According to state figures, Connecticut's bond commission still has $18.4 million waiting to be allocated for the purchase of electric vehicles. And the construction and installation of electric vehicle charging infrastructure at state facilities. Plus an additional $34 million for municipalities looking to buy electric school buses and charging infrastructure. State spokesman could not say this week when the money might be allocated. So there's a lot of money sitting there, but I think they've abandoned the whole green thing, which we'll talk about later on. And now for the stupidest thing I read today.
Dumb. Yes, you do.
This is a quote from a famous tennis player. All right, everyone, how do we feel about cotton as a decoration? Personally, for me, it doesn't feel great. That was Serena Williams at a New York hotel because the hotel had a vase with cotton sitting inside it like a, you know, like a decoration. And it sparked some some backlash online because she immediately attributed it to picking cotton. And that's a story? Like, no one, this is the part that I never seem to understand. I get it. Serena is well respected as a tennis star. I get it. She's won more champions than you could possibly count. Okay? But when people do dumb things and say stupid things, you gotta call them out. So anybody who's bullying her, don't do that. Just say what she said was stupid and move on. But when you see stuff like this, it's like, I look at it and the first thing that runs through my mind is, it's like, what else offends you? Do you not spend $20 bills because Andrew Jackson is on them? Like, I remember, this is a real story. Before we go to a break, this is a really real story. This woman was getting married and her maid of honor was a black woman. She's a white woman. Her maid of honor was a black woman. They are friends. They've been best friends since childhood. She was her maid of honor. Well, the maid of honor, the black woman, pulled out of the wedding because the wedding was going to be held at a plantation. And she said she couldn't. She couldn't attend the wedding because it was taking place at a plantation. As if it was bringing her back memories or something. What are you going to do? We'll be back. Take a break. More news, more views. It's Reese on the Radio.
It's Reese on the Radio on News Talk 1080 WTIC.
He was white. He was white and he had an opinion. That's the crime here, Reese. You don't understand. He was white and he had an opinion about black people. He was wrong for doing that. He was white. That's what I keep hearing. He spoke about things he had no right to talk about. He's white. This is the, these are the things that I'm just saying. Like, okay. This is where I'm gonna go there. I just have to because I have to make this point. Okay. To people like me. Okay. Black people are inherently disenfranchised, right? Shut up about rich people. You're not rich. You don't know anything about them. You've never been rich. You're poor. You're a bum. Shut up. Police brutality. You've never been a cop. Shut up. What are you talking about? You can't give an opinion about that. You ever been a cop? No. Medical system. Are you a doctor now? This is the stuff that they tell us, right? When we talked about COVID and talking about the vaccines, you're not a doctor. You can't talk about that. Well, now same thing applies. Oh, and whiteness. Well, clearly you can't have an opinion about that. You're black. Now shut your mouth and stay in your place. I mean, isn't that the same thing? Isn't it? Or is it what we truly know it is? It's rules for thee and not for me. Right? Isn't that what it is? Those things need to be refuted, Reese. Do they? Tell me how they affect you. Did it stop you from getting up in the morning? Charlie Kirk's words. I've been sick in bed. Who's the woman who's on CNN? What's her name? Allison, whatever her name is. She's always on that Lauren Phillips show. Oh, Ashley Phillips. I don't know. I don't care. But she's on. She goes, you know what? You know what happened? No one's ever asked me about Charlie Kirk's comments. It's like, what? No one's ever asked you about how Charlie Kirk's comments affected you? Because nobody cares. What do you mean how Charlie... Did you listen to Charlie Kirk? How did he affect your life? Who's this, a man? People who were affected by Charlie Kirk actually went to his events or watched his videos. You're just some schmo living your life. You found out about Charlie Kirk and now all of a sudden, the words he said have affected me. Is that why I didn't get my promotion? Because Charlie Kirk said DEI is ruining the world? That's what it is.
I did not get that promotion at Chipotle because of Charlie Kirk's racism. Shut up.
Now, I'm being tongue-in-cheek, but let's stop. It's the rantings of a madman for you to be screaming about what Charlie Kirk's words and how relevant they were. They were never relevant to you until he died. And then you made it about you. That's what it is. The attention was on Charlie Kirk, and you immediately went online and said, how can I make this about me? Yes, Charlie Kirk was racist. He was talking about me. Just like that woman from Newtown. What Charlie Kirk said was about my mama. Boy, I hope she didn't sprain her back reaching that far. Let's get our first check of weather and traffic. Mark Christopher, he's in the BPS Traffic Center. Hey, buddy.